But these guys, they are the same guys that failed to create not four, not five, not even 100 jobs, but a single job in their tenure, during their tenure in the inclusive government. It's a fallacious policy that is not rooted in any conviction, in any policy, in any principle. It's a policy that is driven by motivations of political convenience because we're approaching elections. It's an empty policy. They call it juice, but there's nothing juicy about that policy. They talk of investment, but the sanctions they called for, you know, to be imposed on this country are stifling investment. I don't know where they're going to get that investment. It's a way of trying to rebut the indigenization policy, a policy that has resonated with millions of people, poor people in this country, which has seen so many community share ownership trusts being launched, so many employee share ownership schemes being launched. Just yesterday, Minister Kasukwere and President Robert Mugabe were the HICC in Harare launching one of more than 400 employee share ownership schemes. That is tangible evidence that we need, not a policy that is driven for purposes of winning and scoring political points. They are not going to create a single job with that so-called juice policy. Indigenization policy is the blueprint of this economy. It is the only policy that can deliver for the aspirations of our people in this country.
You say these are empty promises by the MDC, but critics also say that the lack of tangible economic policies by ZANU-PF have also led to the crisis that we have in Zimbabwe with record unemployment.
But Violet, when you say lack of tangible policies, what do you mean? I don't know what to make of that, because ZANU-PF has a very clear education policy. There's a very clear, tangible, well-known, internationally known policy on land reform. It is a very tangible and evidential policy on indigenization. That is clear proof, ample evidence of what ZANU-PF is doing and the results of those policies working. Just look what's happening with the small-scale farmers. Last year alone, during the farming season, the tobacco farming season, they contributed $500 million US dollars to the economy of this country. That's clear evidence. Look what indigenization is doing to the communities. In Zishawane, we just recently built blocks of primary schools. There are clinics there now. There are roads there now. Boreholes are being drilled. That is the evidence we need to see, not people who just wake up and smell elections around the corner and they say they're crafting a policy called juice. Indigenization is giving people real juice.
The MDC say that ZANU-PF policies only benefit a few in ZANU-PF.
Well, two things. That's a politically convenient statement from a party that is empty in terms of policy. It's a politically convenient statement from a party that has failed to create a single job in 3 years, 4 years. The facts of the matter are what I've already said to you, what I've already spelled out to you. We've got community share ownership schemes. We've got employee share ownership schemes. This is a broad-based empowerment scheme that is not helping, the elite in ZANU-PF. It's helping the ordinary people. I just spoke to you about the shower. I just spoke to you about the balls being drilled there. That's not going to help, to assist the person or any of the so-called elite, individuals in ZANU-PF or elsewhere. It's helping the poor, the right, ordinary person on the ground. That is what we need, and that is what the so-called juice policy will not do. It cannot do that because it is based on fallacious sort of motivations. It's a political gimmick meant to try and get votes for MDC. But it's too late for them now, because 4 years in the unit government, people now see them for who they are, pretenders.